So hello, brothers and sisters. Today is an important day because things are changing a lot, and every single thing that the West created in order to avoid another war like we've seen in the 1940s, it's been completely destroyed by the American administration. So for those that do not know what the ICC is, the ICC was created in response to mass atrocities and also gross human rights violations. And this was in the late 20th century. So you have examples like Rwanda, for example, what they call a jeep crime, which some describe as a civil war. And then you have also the war in Yugoslavia, or the former Yugoslavia, okay? Before the ICC, there were some temporary tribunals, like the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, for example, or ICTR, and the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, ICTY, in these two countries. And these were set up, but there was no a permanent court to address such crimes globally, okay? There was a need for accountability. So the international community, as they call themselves, they did recognize that leaders and perpetrators should not be able to escape justice just because they were very powerful, or because they were the country itself was unwilling to prosecute these individuals. So the ICC was intended to hold individuals, not necessarily a state, accountable for the most serious crimes that they committed. And this is really important because you might have a dictator who is in power abusing the human rights of their own citizens or citizens of other countries, and they're so powerful that their own population cannot stop them. So you need something above the state to be able to imprison these individuals. So the ICC threatens the rule of law and human rights worldwide by providing a legal framework for prosecuting genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. It complements the national courts rather than replacing them. So countries are expected to prosecute crimes first, and the ICC steps in only when nations fail to act. So there is a global cooperation. After the Rome Statute, it was brought together. They brought together countries that were willing to commit to cooperation in investigations, arrests, and prosecutions. And these countries include the United States, of course, and the majority of the countries in the European Union. So this represents a shared international effort to prevent impunity for serious crimes. So the ICC was created as a permanent international mechanism to ensure accountability and justice where national systems might fail, responding to the tragic failures of the 20th century. So recently, the United States has imposed sanctions against judges of the International Criminal Court, which that's what the ICC stands for. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, he did announce the inclusion of four judges on the sanction list, four judges of the ICC, which for me, the ICC is completely useless. Okay, they prosecute individuals mainly in African countries and Yugoslavia in some cases, but they don't prosecute the real criminals, for example, that did conducted the war in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya, and other crimes, that there were crimes against humanity. But anyways, the US have decided to put on the list four of these judges. One of them is Kimberly Prost, then you have Nicholas Guillot, then you have Nasrat Shamin Khan, and you have Mame Mandianyang as well. So Rubio did state that these individuals participated in investigations and legal proceedings against US and Israeli citizens without the consent of these countries, which is dumb. I mean, they don't need your consent to do this, okay? So that's the whole purpose of the ICC. So Rubio emphasized that Washington considers the ICC and its activities as politicized, abusive authority, and a threat to the national security of US and also Israel. So why is the Secretary of State of a country, the US, defending another country, Israel? It makes no sense. As you know, Israel right now is committing mass atrocities in Palestine by attacking civilians, destroying homes, etc. So the ICC is basically looking after this. And as you know, South Africa also submitted a case to the ICC for the jeep crime on Israel to be investigated. Although many of us know exactly what they're doing, as you know, these organizations, they have to do all this stuff which makes no sense whatsoever, instead of just do what they have to do in order to stop the mass killing of individuals. So the sanctions are imposed based on an executive order that was signed by Donald Trump on the imposition of sanctions against the International Criminal Court. So as you know, when Vladimir Putin from Russia was basically prosecuted by the ICC, and he's still to date, and he's not allowed to go to certain countries because the jurisdiction of the ICC works in those countries, he might be arrested. So you have America and other countries, mainly Western countries, basically cheering, saying that, yeah, that's good, he's a war criminal, he should go to jail. But now you have Israel analyzing thousands, 40,000 or even more civilians, okay, double of that maybe now. And as you can see, the ICC tries to open an investigation, and you have very powerful nations such as the US, Israel and Western countries trying to stop the ICC from doing the work. So this is exactly what the ICC was meant to do. But you have countries stopping them from doing the work, which is completely wrong. And what we see now is a repeat of the atrocities that we've seen on the 90s, and also that we've seen even in 1940 in Germany as well. And these individuals that are conducting these mass atrocities, they cannot be prosecuted by one of the institutions, international institutions, that was put in place in order to stop these kind of massacres for taking place. So as you can see, the USA chooses who the ICC can prosecute, who they cannot prosecute, because they provide finance to this institution, just as they do to the United Nations, which is a way for them to control these institutions and to basically obey the foreign policy or the decisions taken by the United States. So this is very, very embarrassing that one country decides to do this under the administration of Donald Trump, the president that apparently was the one who will stop all wars, okay? But brothers and sisters, I leave you with this information here. Do some research. I hope you like it. Please like it, share it, bookmark it, and as always, I'll continue informing you.